Christianity has many symbols. We're all familiar with the dove as the symbol of the Holy Spirit and Jesus' role as our good shepherd. There's the sign of the fish and several versions of a symbol for the Trinity. And then there's the simple symbolic meaning of the cross, poignant and direct. Today I'd like to look at a symbol that we often see this time of year, the Advent wreath. The circular wreath represents eternity and timelessness because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And around the wreath are candles, most of which are purple, sometimes a dark blue will work. And then some wreaths, like this one, will have a pink one. And then featured in the center is a white candle with its own symbolism, but more on that later. With the help of my pyro assistant, Caleb, we'll consider first the first candle, one of the purple ones. The first candle is called the prophecy candle, in remembrance of the prophecies of the coming Messiah. Prophecies from Moses or Isaiah and many other men. And like this one from Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. Even Balaam was caused to tell of the Savior, a star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. This candle, the prophecy candle, stands for the period of 4,000 years of Old Testament time when God's people were waiting for the long-expected Savior. And they were waiting for better times ahead. This candle represents hope. The second candle is also purple, and it's sometimes called the Bethlehem candle, symbolizing the manger where Christ's child would be laid. The candle brings to mind the twofold miracle of Christmas. The first miracle was the virgin conception and the giving birth to the Savior of the world. And the second miracle happens in here. It's the miracle of faith in our hearts. Not only did the Savior enter the world in a supernatural way, but He entered our heart on the day of our baptism. In light of both of these miracles, we have proof positive of God's love for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The second candle, the Bethlehem candle, symbolizes love. The third candle is the pink one, and that is sometimes called the shepherd's candle. It represents how they felt and what they did when they heard the good news of their Savior's birth. There couldn't have been anything more newsworthy for them to proclaim. There couldn't have been any greater source of pure joy for them. So they made sure they told everybody they met. Now when they had seen Him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. In another passage, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. The pink candle, it's a kind of a departure from the purple, because the emotion is different. The emotion is more expressive. It's all about joy. And then the fourth candle, the last of the purple ones, is the angel's candle, representing those who told the good news to the shepherds in the first place. It first started with a single angel who said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then a whole host of angels joined in to tell of the prophecy being fulfilled. It was a message that brought peace to the hearts of those who heard the news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The fourth candle represents peace for us. The fifth candle in some Advent wreaths is found in the middle and is usually white for purity. It's lit on Christmas Eve, sometimes on Christmas Day. The previous four candles are all lit on a Sunday. Like the first purple one that Caleb lit was to be lit on the first Sunday of Advent, which was 4 days ago. And then subsequent Sundays, once a week. And then that fifth one, the white one, Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, it's typically lit. It's called the Christ candle. And it represents the life of Christ that has come into the world. This baby Jesus is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Those who believe in Jesus as their Savior are purified of their sins and made whiter than snow. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. When the fifth candle is lit, that white one in the middle, think of the Christ candle and think of purity. So we've made the round around the wreath. Now just a note about the colors themselves. The purple is the color for royalty, and that's very fitting here. But sometimes the color purple is used to symbolize suffering. So it's a good, effective connection between the birth of Jesus and the reason He came into the world in the first place. In addition, the purple, you know, the darker, more somber color, can sometimes represent the more somber moods of hope, love, and peace. Whereas the color pink, that brings a shift in emotion and a joy that is in your heart, like in the hearts of the shepherds when they first heard the news. And of course, the white candle in the middle, a perfect symbol of the purity of the Lamb of God. And finally, about all the candles in general, the lighting of candles reminds us of the coming of the light of the world. Christ is the light of the world that dispels the darkness. His coming brings us all of these emotions of hope and love and joy and peace. And it's my prayer that all of these emotions are yours this Advent season. Let's close with the hymn on the screen.